So we picked this retrograde time to speak to you about moving ahead in your life. This is not intended to be ironic or pushy, but it is to let you know that no matter what is going on around you, there is a creative force in you that is speaking to you about where you need to go, where you want to go, where you want to expand. And no matter what is going on in the world around you, that voice inside of you is always speaking to you. Now, sometimes we wish that voice were a bit more specific, but that is not the nature of the voice of your spirit. The voice of your spirit is looking at everything. It is looking at all of your energy. It is looking at your life now. It is looking at the need of the planet. It is looking at where your life can best move you for your own joy and for your own service. And so it is in the stillness and in the quiet, sometimes of a retrograde, that we actually allow ourselves to feel the impulses of that movement. Now, when you are allowing yourself to feel what you know in the deepest part of yourself, it is going to take a little bit of time. It will not always be as specific as you want it to be, but it will always be there. So in our meditative times, that is when we are likely to feel the impulse that is sending us forward. Now, we would like to speak to you about one thing that you must be watchful about, and that is when you are in a patriarchal culture, as you are, what has been given to you as the right order is doing first. When you are whole and it is your spirit speaking to you truly, then the right order of things is being first and then doing. It is a very simple thing to say, but it is sometimes a difficult thing to remember, because in a patriarchal structure, a woman's being has not been honored as it should have been. So we are going to mention one thing to you that can be very helpful in your life and can help you actually specifically toward what you want to create. And that thing is, in every day, feed your being. Now the brain says, what can that possibly do for your doing and your creating? And we are saying to you, it can open the door to all of that. So if we gave you as an example that you wake in the morning and you feel your body wanting to stretch, and let us say you say, that is good. I feel that, and I am going to move with that. It serves my being. And what you want to know then is that you have actually gone inside and validated your being because you responded to it. And what that means is, as you are moving in your life, in the world, with the people around you, you are moving energetically in a more powerful way because you responded to yourself on a being level. You began to build who you really are. Now, this may seem enigmatic, but we can assure you it is not. It is indeed quite the most direct route to becoming powerful in your life and in your creative life, particularly. And that is the reinforcement of your being value. Your being value is what you carry with you everywhere you go. Now, the other thing that honoring your being needs will do for you is to make you more intuitive, make you more able to see and feel what is good for you, what is going to support you, what is going to make you more powerfully who you are. When the being leads the doing, you are growing. When the doing tries to lead the being, you are going to be tired and disappointed. Even if there is something that you are able to push and make succeed, you are not going to feel whole with what you have created. These are very powerful things for woman to know now. So we will leave you with this lesson. We will take a few moments and speak about this together. And then we will practice stretching the being part of you. So in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Make a straight spine and begin to breathe easily and deeply. Breathe in freedom. Exhale burden. Feel the blue of peace come down around you and fill the air and the energy that you are breathing. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a golden ball of light above your head. And know that this golden ball of light contains all of the gifts of the universe. All the gifts that you are intended to have. See that light become fluid. And open your crown. And receive. Let the golden light abundantly fill you, restore you. Feel that flow of light into your crown to remind you that you are worthy of receiving. That you are worthy of love and power and abundance. And that it is the joy of the universe to give all of these things to you. Feel the flow of golden light into your third eye. And feel how brightly your third eye comes to life. Shows you intuitively what you need to know about your own being. What you need to see in the world. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And feel the communication of the universe in your own communication center, speaking to you about how you were created, the beauty and the perfection of that creation, how that creation is supported and respected. Feel the respect of the universe in your own communication center. And when you speak to yourself, speak with that same respect, that same kindness and understanding. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the heart center. And let the golden light spread through your heart. And know that the golden light heals. And if there are places in your heart that have been hurt, allow the golden light to flow into those places. And feel those places release, heal, become strong again. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus. And let the golden light gently move out of your body any of the emotions that may have caught on wounds, that may have been too long in your body, that need to be released, and feel with what strength and gentleness the golden light moves them away from you. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the second center. And feel the power of the golden light to move away any shame or judgment. Shame and judgment which do not belong in your body, do not belong in your consciousness. What was learned is learned, and the shame and judgment can be released. see a beautiful waterfall flowing in the second center. And know that whatever comes through your life, this waterfall will wash away what no longer needs to be held. Purifying without judging. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light of the universe in your root, preparing your root for what you are here to create, for what is most like your being, what is most like your power, what is most like your love. And feel the root center holding all of that knowledge, constructing an energy that walks with you through your life. And let the golden light fill your body, fill your thoughts, strengthen your spine, bring healing to your trunk, release burden from your arms and hands and back. Fill your legs and your feet with the universe's strength and support. Move your attention into your heart center and see how beautiful the garden is in your heart. See what grows there. What flows there, what lives there. And send your own love and approval to your own heart. Now see in the center of your heart that Mother God has left a gift for her daughter, you. Rest your mind. Know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.